This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust, Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. We're hoping today, thanks to Chaim Lax for sponsoring 673 of our Mishnah series, to explore a Mishnah in Masechet Nedarim, which is in Seder Nashim, and it should be a zechus for Kalman Ben Chaim and Shendel Bas Mamal Frimid, zechonim lebracha lechaye olam haba. We don't realize the impact that Mishnayos makes on ourselves and on the whole world and in heaven, but one thing's for sure, that every Mishnah helps you reach another level of shlemut. So the Mishnah today is in Parag Gimel Mishnah Yud. If someone vows not to benefit from certain types of Jews, does it apply to Kutim? Now, Kutim, you have to know, was a strange nation that actually moved into Israel when the Aseret HaShvatim were exiled at the end of Bayis Rishon. And they were put there in order to populate the land. It shouldn't become taken over by animals. So at first, they acted like they were Jewish, and then was found out that they still held on to their idolatrous ways as they made a temple in Har Gerizim and worshipped a dove as an idol. But there was a tkufa where Hashem sent lions to scare them, and it made them accept Yiddishkeit, but it wasn't long-term acceptance. So says the Mishnah, if someone made a neder not to benefit from those who keep Shabbat, does it include Kutim, right? So the person said that he doesn't want to have benefit from someone who keeps Shabbat, and not sure why he would make these unusual vows, but says the Mishnah, Hanoder Mishovtei Shabbat, Asur B'Yisrael V'Asur B'Kutim. Such a person says he doesn't want to benefit from those who rest on Shabbat, so he's not allowed to benefit from Yidden who keep Shabbat. They don't do work on Shabbat. And also he can't benefit from Kutim because that what was written beferish in the Torah Shebiksav, the Kutim, or better known as Samaritans, would keep according to their limited understanding. And therefore he can't benefit from them. Me'ochle shum asur b'Yisrael v'asur b'Kutim. It's known that Ezra made a takana that Jewish people should eat garlic on Friday night. And the reason is because that gives a man more zara, which increases his chance to have more children. And that's why eating garlic was a common thing. So the Kutim also adopted that minug of Klal Yisrael to eat garlic on Friday night. So therefore, if he made such a neder, he would not be allowed to benefit from the Kutim. If he says he doesn't want to benefit from those that are going up to Yerushalayim, so then that would apply to Jews, but not Kutim, because Kutim are not Olet Yerushalayim, they were Olet to Har Gerizim, and therefore they're not included in this vow. Okay, I'm not so sure why a person would make such vows.
I thank Hashem for inspiring me to do
the Living Mishnah using cartoons and pictures to illustrate the Mishnayot. I hope my parents in Gan Eden are getting nachat. I thank my sponsors because they are the heroes of this educational project. Thank you for watching this program. If you would like to sponsor a shir, whether it's Mishnah or Navi or any of our books, please reach out. We could use any help that we could get. And Hashem Shem Mechazik, the entire program, because we're here to try to enhance Jewish education.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.